Full pads and weather highlight the day here on day three of Saints training camp 2014 presented by Verizon. Hi again, everybody, with John DeShazer. I'm Sean Kelly, and welcome into the afternoon wrap on NewOrleansSaints.com. The black and gold almost got through the full workout without Mother Nature interfering today, JD.
Yeah, missed about maybe the last 30 minutes or so of the scheduled practice, but got the vast majority of work done, and that was a good thing for them. They wanted to get in the pads. They wanted to get a little bit more physical, so they were able to do that, but just couldn't fight back the weather.
Yeah, the timing was almost perfect, as John mentioned. It really came down as the team was wrapping up the day with their running drills across the field at the end of the workout, which lasted just under 2.5 hours again. Temperatures were down because of the overcast skies, and guys certainly were excited to be back in full pads. We kind of knew that was coming based on what the players were saying yesterday, JD.
Yeah, exactly. They wanted to get after each other, and there was a little bit more chirping going on, as a matter of fact. Guys having a little bit more back and forth, a little bit of fun, but you want to see these guys be competitive, and certainly when you've been going against each other all the time since OTAs and minicamp, and all you've seen is each other, I guess it's like being brothers. You know, you just get sick of seeing a guy, and sooner or later you want to get the best of him.
And certainly it feels more like football, obviously, too, when you're in the full gear, and that's what Sean Payton had touched upon when reviewing the first day of contact.
I thought it was good. It was up and down a little bit offensively and defensively, and typically on the first day we were high. So that's the impression I had, and I talked to him just a little bit afterwards. It's pretty common on the first day where you're finally having a chance to play a little bit more of a full speed football game, and I thought the pad level was high.
Seeing the guys in full gear and, of course, the full contact are the most obvious aspects of the Sunday workout. John, give us a description of how the periods broke down today.
Well, we had a little bit of run drills, obviously offense against defense, where some of that physicality came, and you saw some linemen on the ground, saw some running backs on the ground. That's not exactly what they wanted. They wanted to do the popping standing up. However, some guys end up on the ground, they wanted to clean that up a little bit. The one-on-one drills, I like the one-on-one pass rush drills, and specifically I like the battle between Junior Gallette and Teron Armstead. The second-year left tackle, Teron Armstead, really great feet, and you have to have good feet if you're going to pass block against a guy like Junior Gallette, who has the great edge speed as a rusher. He and Cam Jordan, obviously the best, you know, duo in terms of sacks this last season in the NFL. So you like to see Teron Armstead and Junior Gallette improving one another. And also we had the one-on-one pass drills, which you have every day. But it's a little bit different in pass because guys are more apt to put their hands on you and get more physical with you.
All right, special teams coordinator Greg McMahon also had a lot of time on the field with his special teams units. Much like Friday and Saturday, the Saints spent a lot of time on kickoff return, punting. And then we also today, I think really for the first time, saw the full field goal units take some time on the practice field as well.
Well, we know that Shane Graham probably is the guy who has the inside track on that. He finished out the season with the Saints last year. However, Coach Payton said this morning, there's competition, and Derek Dimke is going to get an opportunity. You know, they like to go by what they see on this team, and if Derek Dimke can show what he has, he might be able to unseat Shane Graham. But Shane Graham, a veteran kicker in the NFL, won the playoff game in Philadelphia with 4 field goals, so that's going to go in his favor.
Another thing that Coach Payton gave us insight on today was kind of how the first couple of days of camp have gone with regards to philosophy. On the Friday practice, that was the first install of training camp. Saturday represented the second install, and then today was a little bit kind of a kickback to the start of camp all over again.
Yeah, they went back to the first install, and I think a lot of that is about teaching and retention. Mm-hmm. You want to know what these young guys have retained since Friday, whether they can implement it on the field in pads with a little bit more duress.
All right, now back to that defense. As John mentioned earlier, it was a better day for Rob Ryan's crew. The Saints defense, I thought, had a pretty good workout today.
Yeah, they had a much better day, especially in pass coverage. It was rough for them yesterday. They had a lot of passes completed in tight windows against them on Saturday. However, today they got their hands on a lot more balls.
And, John, that takes us right to our play of the day, which involves, of course, the Saints defense.
Yeah, very nice play by cornerback Champ Bailey. Fullback Eric Lord catches the pass. He's falling down. Champ Bailey strips him because that's the emphasis, turnovers. Ball's bouncing out of bounds, and safety Raphael Bush dives for the football, basically parallel to the ground, tosses it behind him blindly, and tosses it right to his teammate, Champ Bailey.
Yeah, nice day for Bailey. Of course, he is now in his 16th NFL season. He holds a record 12 Pro Bowls for a defensive player, and it was good to see him shine today.
You know, I kind of take it personal when a guy sticks his hand in my face, you know, so he tried to stiff arm me. I'm not going to hurt him. I don't know why he did that, but... So I just had to make him pay somehow. So the best way is get the ball from him. And Bush, I did not expect that from him. I didn't see him coming. all of a sudden the ball's back in my face again. So, you know, I just got my head up and caught it, and then we got a turnover.
Also along the lines of taking the ball away, of course, an interception today by linebacker Ramon Humber. So this theme kind of continued throughout the Sunday workout.
Well, they want to get back to the future, and you mentioned that earlier. Creating turnovers, that's one of the emphases that they've had this entire offseason. Now, you're not going to commit as many turnovers or force as many turnovers as they did during the Super Bowl season. That would be a tall order. They forced 39 turnovers that season, but they want to get up from 17 from last year. You want to get those extra possessions for Drew Brees in this offense.
Yeah, Ramon Humber was a name that we knew about last year, certainly. There wasn't a heavy amount of conversation about him, I don't think. But based on what Coach Payton is saying now about Humber, I think you're going to hear his name a lot more.
Look, as the game becomes more and more a space game, and I just mean by opened up offensive sets and formations, that really plays into his strengths. And the play he made today was exceptional. He can run. He's real smart. You know, he understands not only the defensive calls, but he also understands offensive formations and tendencies, and that along with his ability to play in the kicking game make him extremely valuable.
And so as John mentioned, and we're going to hear this over and over and over again, probably not only during training camp but the regular season, this creating turnovers, making sure that you're on the right side of the takeaway game, certainly is something that, again, Sean Payton brought up after today's practice.
You know, creating turnovers is you know, one of the most important statistics that, or one of the most important points for us as a team. And, you know, if you start a game with the idea each team's going to get somewhere between 10 to 14 possessions and all of a sudden there's a turnover, it's really double because it adds a possession to the other team and takes one away. So it's something that we're emphasizing.
All right, let's not forget about the Saints offense. Obviously, they had plenty of work today, too. One thing that did stand out, I thought, and maybe has been over the last couple of days, but there are a couple of young receivers, and I know it's crowded in that position right now, and it's going to be hard to probably make the 53-man roster if you're a undrafted free agent or a young receiver. But there are still a couple of guys who are making quite a play for maybe one of those spots.
Well, Shontavious Jones, Brandon Coleman, those are the two names that kind of stand out right now. As you mentioned, it's going to be difficult to make this team as a receiver. However, what you do in preseason is you put together as much good tape as you can because every team in the NFL is watching. So if they're not able to make the Saints roster as the 53-man or for the practice squad, sometimes you're able to catch on with another team.
Yeah, and so far so good in that mission, at least here with the black and gold, and even today with a couple of catches, those two young men forced Coach Payton to share a few comments about their play after practice.
Both are a couple of our young receivers have made some plays. Shontavious had a play out there today. You know, the guy from Rutgers has done well. I like their size and their range. Their target area is real big for a quarterback. But both of those guys are a couple that have just stood out. And they stood out a little bit in the spring as well.
That kind of puts a wrap on this morning's workout. Now, of course, there's still work to be done here on this Sunday, day three of Saints training camp. As we mentioned, the weather played into this morning a little bit. It could play more into the walkthrough that's scheduled for 4:30 this afternoon. And that leads us down here to the lower field where we are broadcasting from on this report. This is the field turf field. This is probably where the Saints, if the rain holds off, go through their afternoon walkthrough today.
Yeah, I think Coach Payton mentioned it yesterday. Really, the only determining factor will be heavy rains or lightning. Otherwise, there's going to be work, and he mentioned they're going to do the work on the lower field.
The forecast does call for a chance for severe weather, not only here, but really across a good chunk of the eastern United States. Hopefully, it'll stay like it is right now as we're recording this, and the Saints would get that work in outside here on the field turf starting at 4:30 Eastern. Otherwise, they do have some covered space they could do a lighter walkthrough with, and of course, there'll be more meetings today as well before we get right back at it tomorrow on the grass fields here at the Greenbrier. Tomorrow's practice does start again at 8:50 Eastern time here in the Greenbrier Valley, and of course we'll have a morning report before it all kicks off. Otherwise, we'll see you throughout the rest of today and overnight with the rest of the video work today. You'll see the full press conferences from after practice. And John, what about NewOrleansSaints.com as far as reading an article or two today?
Well, we have a little something on the rush-ins, as we like to call them. Cameron Jordan and Junior Gallette, two guys who had at least 12 sacks last year, the only duo in the NFL to do that.
All right. Black and Blue Report, the podcast for Saints and Pelicans fans, returns tomorrow as well. One of our featured guests will be Champ Bailey, so that'll be a good show for you to tune into anytime after 1 Central tomorrow, as we'll have that for you from training camp and the Greenbrier Resort. For Justin Stout and for John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly. We'll hope to be right back here on this field a little bit later today for the walkthrough, and then we'll see you back here tomorrow morning on the Morning Report at NewOrleansSaints.com. That'll do it for us on this Sunday. We hope that you have a great rest of your weekend and that you're back with us tomorrow.